going on, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, cats and dogs? I want to welcome you to another episode of Wrestling Geeks. And as always, I'm your host, Ryan, a.k.a. Mr. Showtime. And again, we're here to talk about the wacky world of professional wrestling. I got a fun show for you. We got two of the main hosts on the show. We got Augustus Hammer on, and we got James Johnston, a.k.a. Daddy Fat Nasty. And we will have the backstories behind all of those names today. Today we are going to be talking about the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar, the undisputed, undefeated, universal champion of the galaxy who never shows up on Raw. And we're going to talk about that. Before we do that, I want to thank everybody for all their downloads, their listens, their subscriptions, your tweets, just like hanging out and interacting with us. We absolutely love it. And we do try to come at you with an episode every single week. Last week we did have to skip it just with the holiday and everybody's schedules, they just really didn't match up. So we just didn't want to put a half-assed episode together. So we decided to just hold off until today. And that is that. On top of that, guys, if you want, check us out on Twitter. That's at Wrestling Geeks with 1G. And I'm about to sneeze. Sorry. I don't know if I'm going to sneeze. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. I don't know. You can find us pretty much everywhere. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, CastBox, Google Play Music. We're literally pretty much everywhere you can find us. Just go to your favorite podcasting site, type in the word Wrestling Geeks, and we will be there. And if you could, just subscribe, and that way you're going to be notified every time we have a new episode that comes on. Without further ado, we're going to take it to the, like I like to call it, the meat and potatoes of the episode. That's going to be myself talking on the secret, top secret bat phone with Augustus Hammer and Daddy Fat Nasty about the beast, Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
It's just me again.
Wait, is he here?
I'm here.
So BFN is here.
What's happening?
Oh, my God. We're all here. Look at that. The power technology. This is absolutely not being edited off the show. Just letting everybody know. So we got Augustus Hammer on the line. But who's the third man? Who's the third man?
That's what she said.
That's right.
I want some.
TFN, Daddy Fat Nasty.
I want some nasty.
Okay, can we explain the aliases? We got to start with Augustus. It was like it's a combination of a few. So originally, your given name Augustus Washington Freeman,
my government name. We only use government names on here. That's why we use Hammer for my last.
No, we don't. We don't. So,
Augustus Hammer. I'll just leave it at that.
And then Daddy Fat Nasty, DFN short. Yes. I know you have a backstory. If you want to go through your terrible, terrible backstory.
So it might be a little bit of a tearjerker to some. But jerking on other things too. But basically what happened was that I was a fat black baby and I was found behind a soul food restaurant, and the owner, Miss Cynthia, and her husband, Eli.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
They found me and I was naked as the day was new. And Miss Cynthia was enamored by this little fat black baby that she found. And it wasn't so much the fact that she was enamored by the fact that it was a black naked baby. It was the fact that this baby was a tripod.
Okay. All right.
Can we get to the what are we here for?
So, The grease is here.
The grease is overflowing. Just dump it.
Okay. So, boys, we've been talking about this for the better part of a week. I know we didn't do an episode last week just because of the holiday and everything. We had a lot of stuff going around, but we want to talk about Brock Lesnar. Like,
bitch.
not just the fact of what happened over the weekend, because I've been wanting to do this episode for a little while, but the fact that WWE has put so much stock into Brock Lesnar. He's been back with the company technically since 2012. He's been the Universal Champion since WrestleMania 33, and I believe he's defended that title maybe 5 or 6 times total. The fact that he's just not on the show anymore, I 2012? Don't
that far back?
He came back the day after WrestleMania 28. John Cena called out The Rock after he lost to him, and then Brock came out in F5. Remember that?
Oh, wow. I
remember that. Wow.
So, I mean, at this point, like, Brock Lesnar is a – he's definitely an attraction, okay, to, like, especially the run-of-the-mill wrestling fan. Maybe not, like, the diehards like us, okay?
So let me get this straight. Vince has been taking it in the ass from Brock for 6 years now.
For 6 years, yeah.
Wow. Could drive a car through that.
Sounds like a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
So in a way, like, think about it. Right? This guy's a he's a household name. Okay. Former UFC champion, All American, NCAA, former WWE champion, current Universal champion. The guy's been all over the place. ESPN, UFC, anywhere you can think of. Right. Brock Lesnar is an attraction. You're there live and his music hits, people go crazy. But the problem I have with Brock Lesnar is that don't even talk about the fact that he's not really on TV that much. Because if you think back to the 80s, like Hogan, when he was a champion, he was kind of a special attraction. Like, he wasn't on every single week, but his presence was still there. Okay. Brock Lesnar, when his music hits, he literally walks to the ring, dances around the ring, says nothing, lets Heyman do the talking, and that's it. And then he'll wrestle like once every 6 months. That's the problem I have with Brock Lesnar.
I agree. His schedule, I mean, give it up for whoever his actual agent is. Stroke WWE as much as they do, but I 100% agree with you. The fact that he just shows up whenever he wants to, leaves when he wants to, it does a disservice to the wrestling community as a whole.
And we do, like in our chats, we do give Brock a lot of shit for not showing up. But, it's just kind of, and I'm not even trying to be greasy here, but it's like a married woman and a guy she's having an affair with. That guy is only going to do what she allows him to do. So that's what Brock is doing right now. I mean, like, Vince is giving him everything he wants, and you can't. I mean, Brock, like, you would be a dummy to not act on, what he's been given.
Exactly, and here's the thing. That's why I brought up the fact of, he came back in 2012, right? At this point, the roster wasn't nearly as stacked as it is now. Like, NXT was still an underground thing; it wasn't even its own brand, so you didn't have a lot of those stars that they brought up. Sure as hell didn't have guys like a Finn Balor, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Nakamura. So I understand the appeal of a Brock Lesnar back in 2012 and 2013. I think the only, like, real indie darlings you had was a CM Punk and a Daniel Bryan at that point. Other than that, the product for as a whole is really, really bland, even worse than it is now, in my opinion. But the fact that, like, right now, if you take Brock out of the equation, which he's basically out of the equation all the time, you have such a stacked roster with all those guys that I mentioned and then some. What's the appeal of even having Brock Lesnar on your payroll at this point?
Name recognition alone. When you think about Brock Lesnar outside of his, it's something, it's not even a mystique anymore. It's just the name Brock Lesnar just carries so much weight. And it's, you don't know when he's going to show up. You don't know what you're going to get. I think a lot of fans are still looking to capitalize on the letdown that was, the WrestleMania main event between him and Goldberg a few years back. So, I mean, I guess that's it. It's just the mystique of Brock. I mean, he's a well-traveled name. highly recognizable name. That's it to me.
Yeah, but so is Ronda Rousey.
Well, no, I'm not going to go there no more.
And you know what? Here, I don't know if you guys know this, but Ronda has been working house shows. Brock never works house shows.
Well, that's because Ronda actually wants to fucking be there.
That's true.
I mean, get granted, you know, her schedule, even though she came in talking about she didn't want a special treatment, this, and that, she's getting it. Everybody knows that. But she's not holding them hostage. You know, this is like literally a dream for her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the house shows, and they're not just regular house shows. These are the Garden. You don't skip the Garden unless you're an asshole like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't skip the Garden.
No, so, absolutely. And I believe, didn't they say Ronda's going to be at Extreme Rules on Sunday? Then they imply
the whole ringside thing. The whole ringside.
So at first I really thought this was going to be like, okay, they're going to write Ronda off and we're not going to hear from her at all. But it's nice to know that like she's still included in storylines. She's still working house shows. She's going to show up at the pay-per-view. Like the last time we saw Brock, when's the last time Brock showed up? Was it the day after Mania? Was that the last time he was here? Oh no, you know, it was the Greatest Royal Rumble. That's it.
I was about to say that Greatest Royal Rumble piece of trash.
Yeah. It's just, I just, in my opinion, yeah, I know that Brock Lesnar, you got the name recognition, but at what point does it not matter? You know?
Now?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, right now, it's really starting to, you know, like, you say, like, okay, Brock Lesnar be on Raw Monday and be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like, who cares? Like, even, like, when we, like, okay, so when we would go to Raw, right, and we've kind of lucked out where we've gone to some significant Monday Night Raws where Brock has been there. Like, there's been some big names, but even, like, the ones we've gone to that Brock Lesnar was going to be at Raw, like, me personally, I really just wasn't excited. I was excited to see his entrance. Because at the end of the day, that's all I'm going to see.
True.
Especially now that they've gotten rid of the pyro and everything. You know, it's just being there for the pop. So.
Yeah, that's all it is. I don't understand with the roster that you have, you know, why it's even beneficial. Now, here's on the flip side of that. When Brock's in there with guys that can really go, Brock can really put on a good show. And I'm going to use the match with AJ Styles from Survivor Series last year as a prime example. That was a hell of a freaking match. And it's just like, you could tell he wanted to be there, at least in that match. Either that or AJ just forced him to step his game up.
I think he wanted to be there. I mean, it's just certain people. Like, I really think, I mean, they can will it all they want. I mean, I really think that Brock's issue is the same issue that we have is with them. I mean, like, basically face-fucking us with Roman Reigns. So, I mean, you know, give somebody else a shot. Like, that whole, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you probably came to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Since you're giving us so much flack about dropping it to Roman, we're going to go ahead and have you drop it to Finn or to Braun or something like that. And he'd probably be like, okay, because this is my last match anyway. I think his big thing is he just doesn't want to fucking drop it to Roman.
Yeah. And I mean, and I think like the writing is on the wall where if they are going to do that match, it's probably going to be Roman going over and then they'll have Braun cash in to send everybody home happy, hopefully. But I mean, why does it have to be? And that's a whole different story, you know. Like, why does it have to be Roman? Here's the match I would pay to see, honestly. And I'm going by WWE booking currently as of today. If they can do Lashley and Lesnar, and have Lashley take the title off of them, at least it's something different, you know.
Are you going to go there, DFN, or should I go there?
I'm going to say this, all right? And this might be where Augustus was going. It's two things about Lashley taking the title off of Lesnar. Right now, with UC and WWE starting to heavily promote Lesnar versus Cormier, which I think would be a squash match, but it is what it is. You run the risk of the title going off of someone, or say, first off, you run the risk of a very insignificant title now going off of someone who's barely in front of the camera. You can't, you have to struggle to remember when he was last on the camera. So the title doesn't hold any kind of merit anymore. Then you have a guy that, don't get me wrong, like, I was a huge Lashley fan 10 years ago. But now, the way they brought Lashley in, and like, he should straight squash Roman. Okay? And if Lashley does take the title off of Roman, you can't have Roman take the title off of Lashley. You have to have the cash in, and I think that's where probably Augustus might have been going. But like, you got someone too in Lashley that you got two guys that have no personality. You got two guys, two stiffs. Like, if these guys were super athletic, and Lashley's a little bit more athletic in the ring than Brock is, but I don't know if I want to see that match. I mean, the draw on paper is Lashley versus Lesnar. Like, yeah, that's nice. Probably in a UFC arena, that would be a badass fight. I'll probably pay for that. But in a WWE ring, I'm not sure. I don't know.
That's a good point. I mean, so in reality, like, if we had our way and we were going to have Brock drop the title, who would you guys have him drop it to and why?
I already know the answer to this one.
I'm going to run back actually to the last part that we were just talking about, because he kind of went over what I was going to say, but he did. And I'm going to be the one to say it. Vince isn't going to put that title on a black man.
Really? He had it on the Rock?
He's just not. A black man.
An angry black man.
No, I mean, Rock is not
an angry black man.
Right, Rock is a Samoan black man.
Okay, gotcha.
So, I on the Samoan tip, you know what I'm saying? Pause. But but on a full blown black man as Lashley, I highly doubt that they're going to pull the trigger on that unless it's a trip call. Now, with a trip call, if I was booking it, now we can go into your second question. I would like to see Lashley win it, like you say, but I think the hook should be Paul turning on Brock on his way out.
Okay. Yeah, you can at least keep Paul on TV. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was saying, keeps Paul on TV, gives Lashley a mouthpiece so he doesn't sound like a mush mouth. Or you know what I'm saying? Or struggled on the mic because his mic skills are just bad.
They're really they're really not that. And they're better than when he debuted 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're better from then. You know, he was some hooked on phonics classes. But you put Paul. You have Paul turn on Brock at the end. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can go with the whole, you know, you're leaving me and, you know, you're leaving me here. All I've done for you. That's the angle you can run for Paul.
That's perfect.
You know, and then you have Lashley as a top heel guy that you could have on TV every week with Paul running it kind of not so much CM Punk-ish, but running it, you know what I'm saying, the way he would normally manage kind of. And I hate to say it, but kind of like what they did with Big Show and Brock Lesnar back in the late early 2000s.
Okay, then when he turned out him at Survivor Series, so that makes sense. I get that. That would definitely make some sense there.
I mean, eventually they're going to put it on Braun because he has that cash in that briefcase, and it would just be asinine for them to have him not win when he cashes in.
Yeah,
it'd be just stupid. But then again, we are talking about the E. So
That's true. Now let me kind of piggyback off of something Augustus said. You said Vince wouldn't put the title on a black man. I actually think quite the opposite, because I think that why would you not put an insignificant title on a less than stellar superstar? Because, I mean, you think about it, like, they're trying to get Lashley over. They keep alluding to, like, how much of a beast or how much of a monster that he is. Not a monster, but how much of a beast he is or how much of, like, a machine he is. So it's like you have to bring some sort of legitimacy back to the title if you can at this point. So it's like you can almost make Lashley a transitional champion.
I can see you. I see what you mean in regards to the transitional champion part. The fact is, and I know we've talked about this before, and I've alluded to it in our chats, you know, directly. The only reason that that Universal title has no bearing right now is because we don't have it.
True.
If you get it in a rotation or if it's on TV where you see people chasing it, you know what I'm saying? I think the notoriety would come right back to it, you know?
Yeah.
You get it on a top heel because that's the only way it's going to get over. You can't put it on the face.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You could put it on the face just to break up the monotony, you know, to make people, you know, make the fans happy, but you got to put it on the heel to reestablish it as a title that's worth chasing. So you got to put it on a heel first.
Yeah. No, I get that. I think, I mean, the best run that title has had was Kevin Owens.
The best run they had was Finn Balor, and that was only 24 hours.
It was, yeah.
That's very true. That's very
true. I just
think
that the Universal title as a whole is just snake bit. In a way, like, we talked about this on the show. We talked about it, you know, just hanging out, where I personally feel to do away with the damn Universal title and make the world champion bounce between both shows, man. That's how I feel personally.
Well, the one thing that's wrong with it is, and it's the same thing that's wrong with the Cruiserweight title, is the damn color. I mean, I hate to be that superficial, but I mean, like,
the Cruiserweight title so much. It's so funny.
That Cruiserweight, I'm not even about to go there because I'm going to try to be mildly PC because I almost said something that probably would have got you fired and kicked off or whatever. But, like, I just feel like the Cruiserweight title, to me, like, I want to take the Cruiserweight title so seriously. But you have to do away with those fucking Paisley Park colors. Like I'm sorry, man. It's like, that like, all of the little mock-ups that you saw online with Kalisto and, like, you know, the Photoshop black title, make it black. Whatever the case, and even with like the North American title that Cole has, I love that title a thousand times more than the Universal title. That is probably
the
best title in. It's probably the best title in all of WWE.
The coldest one, yes.
Yeah. I will say that we got to do an episode on belts, but yeah, I will say the North American title just because it's so old school and probably an honorable mention or a close second or even a tie is that UK title is beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's nice. I agree. It's nice. I mean, it's a you can tell it was a lot of work put into that.
Yeah, but I get it. I think if you change, I think 205 Live, like, if you watch it, here's the thing. It's a lot better than when we were watching it when it first came out. Like, they've really focused a lot on just the action, but the problem is that the crowd just doesn't care, and as a result, like, it's hard for me to care. Like, there's an amazing match with Mustafa Ali and I can't remember, I think Drew Gulak about a week ago, and it was supposed to be like match of the year quality, but I don't have an interest to go watch it. And you guys both know how much I love Lucha Libre and Cruiserweight wrestling and all that.
Hey, you're familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Lucha House Party.
So I mean, I think, and this is a whole other topic, you know, for another time, but I think we talked about it. It's their placement of it. You know what I'm saying? It's really bad placement, you know, at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. We talked about that a lot of times.
You're having to go to work in the morning. I'm not about to watch it. Sit up another hour, you know, Monday at work this today. I gave up at 10 o'clock last night. I was like, I'll just watch the rest later. You know, watching till 10 o'clock, till 11 o'clock is just so overrated now. So you're not going to get me to stay in an arena till 11 on a Tuesday. and then have to fight with traffic to get home. You know, that's a midnight on a Tuesday.
Yeah, we've dipped out on 205 Live. You know, when we've gone to SmackDown just because it's like, shit, man, we got to work in the morning, you know? Right. But kind of going back to the topic here, we kind of fast forward back to this past Saturday with UFC 226. Main event lasted less than one round. And Daniel Cormier, I believe I'm saying his name right. I don't watch UFC as much as I should. Gets on the mic. Cormier? Did I say? Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, sorry. He gets on the mic and, you know, it's humble at first. And then, you know, because he's a character, and he comes out and he calls out Brock Lesnar. Brock comes into the octagon, all smiles, but then starts shoving him. And DFN, I know you kind of brought this up, and I think you did too, Augustus, where this whole exchange, even though it is UFC and, you know, it is a pay-per-view, it seemed like some of it was staged, like almost like, and I'm never going to accuse UFC of being scripted or fake or anything, but it was a very over-the-top scuffle slash exchange between the two.
Shit. I'll accuse, if you want, I will. I'll definitely accuse UFC of being scripted and fake. And here's the reason why. Stipe is, or was, or is, a good guy. He's probably like the face of all faces. He's like the goody-two-shoes of like UFC. And there would have been a good draw, I want to say, of seeing a Stipe versus Brock Lesnar fight, because you got two powerhouses, like two big guys that are like 6 foot forever that can brawl. It would have been a massive draw. But because Daniel Cormier is such an eccentric personality,
and he's retiring.
Right, next year he's retiring. And because like UFC fans can more so closely relate to Daniel because of his like on stage showdown antics, it's like and to take a page out of Tripp's book, it's what's best for business for Cormier to fight Lesnar. Now that entire exchange was like Vince and Kevin Dunn or whomever should be on the phone with Dana White right now asking for royalties for that promo, because that was like straight out of something that WWE would have written recently.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the "I'm coming for you, motherfucker."
That was a nod to
Booker T.
Yeah,
he owes Booker T some royalties for that.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my god, yeah. So let me ask you this: let's say Brock doesn't drop the title. Brock fights. The rumor has it that it's going to be Brock and DC at the Garden. I believe that's a December show. Does Brock enter the octagon with the Universal title?
No, because if he would have entered, he would have had it last night. I mean, not last night.
I don't even think he knows where it is.
He would have. Well, it's probably like holding up Sable's
Puma coaster. Holding Sable's Puma? Is that what you said?
Fupa.
Oh.
Jesus God. Don't talk about Sable, Augustus. Augustus, he was defending her left and right last night.
I wasn't defending her. I just called her like it was.
You called her a handsome lady. Dear God. And then y'all saw the meme where Brock says, "I'm coming for you, motherfucker." And then Braun, they Photoshop Braun in the octagon, says, "I'm coming to cash in, motherfucker."
Yeah.
That would be
the ultimate if... If they were doing a cross promotion, have Braun Strowman cash in on Brock Lesnar in the octagon and claim to be the Universal Champion.
I would love to see Brock Lesnar like sitting like cage side at a UFC fight with that briefcase on his lap, just like eyeing down Brock.
That would be amazing.
I would piss myself.
And you know what?
One time it happened.
You said what?
Say that one more time.
I said, I would love to, like, you know, first round fight, you know, they go back to the corner. And then all of a sudden you see Braun in like full WWE gear and his briefcase.
Oh, he's not even in a suit. He's in his gear.
No, no, he's in his two little tank top with his Dick's Sporting Goods cargo pants
and oh, God.
And his Caterpillar construction work boots, right? And he just comes down and like he stands there with the briefcase, he's like eyeing down Brock Lesnar. If that happens
during the whole fight,
if he does that, I would have to probably change my pants and probably have to get whatever whatever I'm sitting on would just have to get like, you know, wet back.
Okay. Well, think about it though. For real though, that would be a hell of a marketing strategy from WWE. You don't have to. If they're going to do this whole thing with Brock and keep a title on him, you know, if they're going to try to do this thing past SummerSlam, it goes into to the point where Brock is still Universal Champion when he fights again in UFC. Just for Vince to buy Brock a front row seat, and, you know, throw him in a suit, but have him carry that briefcase, you know? Because all you need is a WWE cameraman there or someone to snap a pic. And then that just adds to the story. You can throw it on the website. I know it's kind of like a rookie thing to do, but it's, you know, like they say, a picture's worth a thousand words.
Well, the rumor has it as of right now that that Brock's per match deal or whatever is only one at a time, basically.
Yeah.
So whatever his next match could be his last,
and it should be at this point.
I agree. Yeah. So I mean, and then he has to go into the last thing I read is he still isn't in the freaking testing pool, and if he is, it's very well hidden.
They just, you know what? They just entered him into the USADA pool today.
So
it was official Tuesday.
Yeah, and then the update was that he'll be fighting in January.
Oh, it's January now.
Yeah, because he has to be. He only has 6 months. He has to be in that pool for a year, and he only did 6 months before he retired.
"Quote unquote."
So it's 6 months and some change. So that's probably why, like he said, as of today, that's why they're saying January now, because January he'll be served his suspension.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I forgot that he got a. What did he test positive for? Do you remember what it was?
Herpes. Jesus. I don't know.
I think it was some kind of HGH, but regardless, because this was 2016 and this went down. I don't know. I think all in all, the moral of the story is that I don't think we need Brock Lesnar anymore. As much of an attraction as he is, if you're going to keep the Universal title, put it on somebody who actually needs it, or get rid of the damn thing.
They need to rebrand it. They need to rebrand it.
They need to call it the Champion of the Galaxy.
That they should do.
Go back to world heavyweight title at this point.
Dude, that's what we said yesterday. Bring back the big gold belt, man. That's all you need to do. I know it probably dates us. It probably sound like angry old men. But it at least worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to rebrand that thing, man. I mean, like, honestly, dude. Like, even if they give it to Braun, which I'm praying to God they do, like, they should do some sort of segment where, like, Angle comes out and, hell, they even take a shot at Brock. And just say, you know what, this title's been stale. You know, I don't know where it's been kept at, but it doesn't smell right. We're going to unveil, you know. Like, it like, it just, like, come out with, like, a whole
fucking spinner belt. The old spinner belt.
For the love of God, no. But no, but just like a altogether, like, brand new belt. Just, like, something that, you know, and they should be working on it right now, to be perfectly honest with you.
I agree with you to an extent, James, but the fact is that they've worked so hard to streamline all of these belts that I don't think they will.
You know, what do you mean? Like make them all look alike?
They all look the same. The women's title is just a smaller version of the men's title. Yeah. The both Jackson belts are the exact same belt, except one is silver and one is gold.
And you know, and you know what the, you know who does that though? UFC. Mm. All the UFC belts look the same.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I'm like, saying. Like, it's
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I think that that's what they were going for, but at the end of the day,
it's... even the NXT belts kind of all look the same, except for that North American title.
Yeah, but there's little differences in them, though. I mean, it's.
Oh yeah, I mean the women's title is a smaller version of the large one. The tag title is different, just like it's really the same thing as on Raw and SmackDown. The women's title is a smaller version of the men's title. The tag team belts are completely different. The Intercontinental or the U.S. belt is different.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's like WWE, like they were trying to emulate UFC with those title belts. But at the end of the day, it's fucking professional wrestling, you know? Like, just let's have fun with it, you know? Bring back the big gold belt. Bring back the old school U.S. title, you know? And like I said, we should do an episode on belts because there's been so many good designs, and there's a lot of stories behind those designs that I'm sure we can literally do a whole episode on. But as far as Brock goes, man, I there's no plan for him. I believe there's no plan for him to be at SummerSlam, unless I'm mistaken.
I think that's where they're planning on dropping it. That's just my call. Because he's got to start. I mean, he doesn't wrestle unless he wants to, so unless he's going to hold on to it until Survivor Series.
I just want him to drop it on Main Event to Curt Hawkins.
Curt Hawkins.
God.
Yeah.
One win in three years.
Who James mistaked for Zack Ryder last night?
No, Zack Ryder was there.
Not Zack Ryder.
Jack Swagger is who we thought it was.
Yeah, you know.
It's like, Jack, what the hell?
Right, you know, all these, you know, these white Republicans look the same. What the fuck?
Oh,
did you guys know that the New Day is going to face Sanity in a tables match on the kickoff?
No, I didn't see that. Is it time for SmackDown yet? Am I missing something? Or?
No, I just got to scrolling through the latest news.
Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't see that off the...
Oh, well, James, you might be right. I keep forgetting that the black man is the champ, the cruiserweight champ. So...
He's done his investigations.
Hell yeah, the plot thickens. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, but your black guys have belts.
Call up Sharpton.
Look at you, Michael Hayes.
Yeah. Michael Hayes, he's coming for you. Oh
my God. All right. Before we wrap up, what do you guys have left?
I'll say this, man. You know, I've been shitting on the product for, what's this? This is July. I mean.
Since March. Since Mania.
I'll say since January. I'll be fair. Since the first of the year, I've been shitting on the product. And I think as of late, probably within the last month or so, I've kind of done a roller coaster, like trying to get back into the product. And it's almost a tease. It's like it gives you moments of, yeah, it's about to be fresh. Nope, it won't. Yeah, it's about to be fresh. Yeah, thanks for coming. And it's like the one thing that I want WWE to do, man, like, and I know like Edge and Christian, they've talked about it, and for whatever, and somehow, some way, it became, you know, a rumor across the internet. And I don't think the WWE needs to take seasons. I think what they need to do is they need to, and I'll say this, and they're probably like, you know, some people might not like it, but it is what it is. They need to cut back on the house shows. Yeah. And they need to really, really, really implement a product that they bought, and that was WCW. They need to get in touch with Bischoff. They need to get in touch with Schiavone. They need to get in touch with some of the writers that were over there. And they need to understand that you don't have to have three storylines run for 3 hours. You can have eight different storylines running for 3 hours. You can have multiple storylines and multiple characters and multiple angles and surprises that can happen within the 3 hour period. WWE, honestly, they just need to bring back the element of surprise. Creative needs to be creative. They need to just kind of like blow the whole thing up, whether it's Mania, first of the year or something. They need to find whatever season it is that is like, you know, as we get ready to go into WrestleMania season or whatever hell, all these storylines just need to just come together, just wrap them up, blow the whole thing up, and they can probably do it right when they do the SmackDown to Fox transition and just give viewers something new. Because if they keep going the way they're going, with the exception of SmackDown possibly, that Fox product is going to fail so fucking miserably, because now you're getting a whole nother plethora of viewer. And they, once they start seeing the same thing over and over again on network television now, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. You're fucked.
Yeah. And did you hear the rumor that Fox wants to advertise it as sports, not entertainment? So they're going to have to change something up drastically. At least like the feel of the show. I'm not saying like going back full like Attitude Era, but maybe like Ruthless Aggression Era. You know, you make it more competitive. You make it more about the sport. And
I hope they fight that. Not to cut off, not to cut you off, but I hope they fight that, because if you turn them to sports, you're going to lose a lot of, like you said, the element of the storyline and of everything else. If you turn them into sports, you gotta. It's going to take something away. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah, I guess, like, I'm not saying, like, go, like, full-blown, like, Bill Watts, NWA, but I mean, like, back, like, 2002, 2003, like, SmackDown 6, like, you had, like, Guerrero, Benoit, Edge, Christian, all them, you know, Jericho, Guerrero, Chavo, you know, all those guys, right? I know I named, like, 12 people, but, like, that kind of feel, because at that point, SmackDown was, it was... That was where you went to watch wrestling, you know? But there was very entertaining characters.
I agree with that. I mean, you would definitely get a better wrestling show. And maybe that's what they mean by sports, is that they want more wrestling, less talking.
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest, SmackDown has been that, in my opinion, recently, especially with Paige as the GM now. You don't see Paige out every freaking segment or every other segment. You know what I'm saying? You don't see, I mean, you got your, you get your weekly Bootios or your weekly New Day, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what they're for. They're great storytellers, you know what I'm saying? So they're great promo workers. So you just can't not use them a week.
Exactly.
You know, you got AJ, and you know, because he's the champ, you got to cut some sort of promo because he's the champ if he's not fighting, you know. So
yeah, I get that. I think that, I think that when the Fox deal rolls around, or I mean, it already rolled around, but I'm talking about like when the product finally hits Fox airwaves, there's going to be some changes. I don't know what, but there will be some significant changes to the feel of SmackDown, and who knows, we might get some returns, brother.
Write this down. We're going to get one of two things, if not both things, on that debut. On Fox,
okay,
we're going to get a world title change. So, like, the title is going to change hands that night,
okay,
in some way, form, or fashion. Okay, that's the first thing, and the second thing is that we're going to get some crazy ass return or debut.
It's going to be Hogan. Hogan coming down with the New Day. Hogan wins the title from AJ Styles with rope leg drop.
Let me say this, Augustus. You just said that there's going to be a major return or debut or whatever the case may be. Something just kind of scared me with them being on Fox, and with you guys just saying like Fox is trying to bill it as sports. I'm fearful that we might end up seeing, and now this kind of makes sense. And when you think about it, because of what Vince is launching, we're probably going to end up seeing some NFL crossovers into SmackDown. Son of
a bitch, no.
Think about it. The NFL is on Fox, okay? So you have to roll out your big guns to make sure that this product gets rolled out correctly. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, and I agree. And I mean,
because you can't put the cast of Empire sitting ringside. That shit's not going to sell to anybody. I'm sorry.
I like Empire.
I like Empire too. I'm not shitting on them, but I'm just saying, like, you can't be you know, we're gonna have to cast a Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, no,
I would rather see the cast of Gotham or Empire than to see fucking Chrisley Knows Best on there any other time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
that's some bullshit I never want to see.
Well, and when you say that, James, I could definitely see them pulling a freaking Rob Gronkowski is the special guest referee for the world title match.
Gronk wins the title.
And not only that, but you'll have, like, you know, I can see this, Brian. This will piss you off. Is
the guest ring announcer.
No, Brian, this will piss you off. They'll have, like, Michael Irvin as, like, on commentary. So you got Michael Irvin and his coke habits, like, out talking, like, trying to out
and Corey Graves.
Oh, and then he was gonna fucking dog walk Corey Graves.
Oh god, that would be.
Wait, you just predicted a return, right? I haven't seen LT in a ring since WrestleMania 11.
LT is dead, ain't he?
No, LT ain't dead.
Oh.
No, I don't know. He might be at a Motel 6 with some hookers and some blow. I'm not sure.
Okay, Google. Is LT dead?
I'm going to bring back all the 90s football stars who are still alive.
Jesus.
Oh, LT died a long time ago, but Lawrence Taylor is left. That's what he said.
Yes. Lawrence Taylor is still alive.
Lawrence Taylor is alive, but LT died in 2003.
What? This isn't like the Red Rooster gimmick, and then he's all serious now.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm calling a big return, a legitimate big return, and then And a title change that night. Like a significant title change. It won't be like the cruiserweights or any shit like that. It'll be like a significant title change that night. And the very first show is going to be held at the Garden.
Okay. I'd be down with that. I totally watch that.
Just because of the notoriety on it and it being on a freaking Tuesday night, unless they move it to Thursdays by that time.
Yeah, and then,
it'll either be at the Garden or it'll be in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
It'll either be in the Garden or they'll either be at the Garden or they'll do it in Brooklyn because they have to have a crowd
that if will they really want to shit on people. They should do it in Atlanta, Georgia at the new Superdome. And just do it there and restart it WCW style in Georgia.
Okay.
This is how you start a promotion.
I see what you did there.
Love it. Hey, what channel shows Thursday Night Football? It's not Fox, is it? Or is it ESPN?
NFL Network.
ESPN.
NFL Network. Okay, so they're going to on Thursdays.
It switches back and forth or something, but I think it's on the NFL Network on Thursdays.
Oh, okay. Okay, you don't get to worry about that.
So, yeah, I don't think that would be dumb for Fox to do that.
Got it. Well, who knows? Brock might still be champion by then. And then he'll just have an all blue belt at that point. We'll find out.
I'd rather he had no mind.
All right, we're gonna close up the show. It's almost time for SmackDown. Guys, I wanna thank you for coming on today. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun having everybody.
Don't forget to follow me at Hammer Augustus on Twitter. We're gonna do some random tweeting tonight. It's gonna be SmackDown Greasy.
DFN, where can we find you?
At home. I'm black, man. I can't be out here in these streets, man.
I'm in the white neighborhood sitting on the back porch. People looking at me talking crazy because I'm talking to myself.
See, I'm not, man.
We determined the other day that Augustus people watches and he judges and he's just disgusted by everybody and he sits back on his rocking chair and just sips lemonade. Talks shit about everybody.
Hey, country time and tea.
Well, Augustus is a reincarnated plantation owner. I'm convinced.
Jesus.
I'm gone. I quit.
I can't say this anymore. All right. If we're still our show next week, we'll see you. But we're going to head back later, guys.
Big thanks to the boys, Augustus Hammer, Daddy Fat Nasty. It just got super greasy at the end, which it always does. But, you know, those are obviously they're on the show for a reason. And they're passionate wrestling fans. You know, we're old school wrestling fans. And we do dig what's happening now. You know, we just have our very honest opinions about the main WWE product. Speaking of that, I will be at the Canton, Ohio SummerSlam preview tour, whatever it's called. I'm going to WWE Live on Saturday. It's going to be a SmackDown house show. A lot of fun matches are announced, so I'm going to try to do some live reporting, possibly. You know, this is literally the last show for the SmackDown brand before Extreme Rules this Sunday. And then we're also going to have a special bonus episode probably by the end of this week or this weekend, but it will be prior to Extreme Rules because we're going to be previewing the card for Extreme Rules, which on paper looks like a lot of fun. I just hope it delivers because this is the last show before SummerSlam. So I'm keeping my hopes up that it's going to be pretty awesome. Other than that, I just want to thank you guys for all of your listens, your downloads, your subscriptions, your comments, all the love you give us. All of us at Wrestling Geeks, we appreciate it. And until next time, we'll see you back in the ring.